This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hey.
Welcome to ENN on a Friday. So excited. Going away for a few days. Really, really happy about it.
Awesome.
Never spent time in Montauk before. Getting away, but staying close. You understand, Don. By the way, I really can't believe how much I've been ripped off on vacation days. I viewed it as I'm doing a full, like, I'm taking time off. But I realize I'm back for the show Thursday and Friday, and it's Labor Day Monday. I'm getting 2 days.
Yeah.
Poof! The beauty is we now get to work at home whenever we want, which is a blessing and is amazing. But the flip side to that is you're basically never off. It's like, well, you have a headset, right? Jump on. You got internet, don't you? But I'm very excited and grateful for it. I'd like to start off ENN tonight, by the way, by saying good evening to Michael.
How am I a Yankees boy?
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
So that's, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, yeah.
Wait, was the end of that still the same drop?
Yes. So that's, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, yeah.
Between that and Michael calling the Nets game on TV a few weeks ago when he was watching the Nets game.
The three-pointer around the rim and out.
I was being told that Marcus Stroman was going to be out for the year. So that's, yeah. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. So I was processing.
It's a very good-looking shirt.
What did I say? Don, was I right?
You were so right.
Thank you,
Peter.
RJ
said that would be a great drop, and you know what?
There's so many, and we're forgetting. We're going to forget. And then one day there's going to be a conversation about something we're seeing on TV, blah, 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 and RJ is going to hit us with a...
It's a very good-looking shirt.
And it's just going to play perfect.
It hasn't been, you know, even during the pandemic, Michael's had some very interesting shirts. You could use it there.
Fit in the slap.
I'd also
fit in
like
the slap.
Michael calling me a length guy. It would be a nice drop too.
My guess is RJ stayed away from that because it was so overt.
You're just talking about the how long you've been friends with somebody.
You know,
judging the quality of the friendship. That's what he was talking about.
Before we jump into the sports here. On the
Please.
ENN, and I have a lot of sports to get to. I wanted to give a shout out. I don't know when the episode's coming out. I'm not really doing this for a plug. I was doing this more to because I think it's an interesting. Dom will find it interesting. I did my friend Brad Gilmore's podcast. He does a Back to the Future podcast.
Okay.
He actually wrote a book called Back from the Future, which has done quite well. You can get it wherever books are sold. Nice little book.
I need a book because I'm finishing my
It's very short. This is, Don, this is 3 or 4 trips to the bathroom. It's a short book.
Okay.
But fascinating having a conversation with someone who's that knowledgeable about the movie. Because I love the movie. It's my favorite movie. But this is a man who's like obviously dedicated a significant portion of his life to the movie. It's a different kind of thing altogether. And my God, it's so good. That movie is so good. I had told him when I saw it at the drive-in a little while ago, I said I noticed something that I'd never seen before. And so that was the first thing he asked me because Brad, he does ESPN radio down in Texas, he's a tremendous broadcaster, and he said, you mentioned to me you noticed something in the movie you've never noticed before. What was it?
Hmm.
And Don, you know the movie very well, right?
Sure.
Do you remember that when Marty gets back from the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Hey, Doc, we got to go back and fix the Saints game, Doc.
He's talking to Doc Brown as they're setting up the DeLorean outside the clock tower, right?
Right.
And he says, Doc's like, how'd it go? And Marty's like, it was unbelievable. It went perfect. My dad stuck up to George, stuck up against to Biff for the first time ever. He says, for the first time ever, something like either stuck up for himself or defended himself, whatever, against Biff. And Doc Brown goes, first time ever? And gives this look that I had never noticed before, which is the hint to that when they get back to 1985, George McFly is now going to be a completely different person.
Oh, okay. I never thought about that.
And because that is the George McFly change at the end of Back to the Future that we all think of as sort of cute and it's funny and Biff is like now his manservant and like it's like a funny little addendum to the movie. It's not. That's what the whole movie's about. The whole movie is about your decision to handle a big moment differently, Don, changes everything in your life. That's what makes it the GOAT movie. And Doc has this little moment where he just goes, ever? And looks, and I went, oh, that's the tell. Him standing up to Biff changed history. But of course, in the moment, Doc's worried. This might change history negatively. He doesn't know.
But it changed it positively.
All right, let's move on to sports. Let's go back. You know what? Let's go back to the past. Last night, OG Anunoby, the game winner against the Celtics.
Anunoby, catch and shoot. Down the bottom of the well for OG Anunoby. Toronto wins it. OG splashes it home on the cross-court pass from Lowry. They're going to review it. And if it stands, Toronto is back in the series as OG splashes it down.
Wow.
I have seen it all.
Let's hear from, that's a great call from TSN 1050 in Toronto. Let's hear from OG Anunoby on the game winner.
Oh, like, because my shot, I expected to make it. So, like, I don't shoot trying to miss. Like, every shot I shoot, I try to make it. So, I was going to act surprised because I wasn't surprised.
Okay. Thanks you know for ruining
what? It. By the way, the way he did it was very cool, but stop yourself. Why don't you just say, I thought it would be really cool if I acted like nothing happened? Because that's what it was.
Right.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
But come on.
The announcer's call was money, but when you listen to the beginning of the call, they don't believe there's any chance.
Let's hear it
that
again.
They're going to be calling a game-winning shot.
Let's go back to TSN 1050 one more time.
Anunoby, catch and shoot.
Good! You're right. Wow, you're right, Don. They're checked out. Like yeah. They there's half a second left. They think the game's over. Let's hear from Jaylen Brown of the Celtics on the loss.
At the end of the day, you know, we just got to be better as a unit. You know, regardless of what we was in, you know, we had to guard the three-point line. So that was just a f***ing disgrace at the end of the game. That was just terrible. You know, no way we should have lost that game.
A lot of potty mouth in the hub, in the bubble.
People do not have the same sort of gauge of appropriate language, it feels. Hey, Bear, come here, pal. Come hang out in here. I don't like you in there by yourself. Come here. Come
That's
on, little
drop,
man.
By the way, this is all real time.
Thank you, bud. Bring it in. Go ahead. Watch your butt. All right. There you go. Thank you. Got to watch this little conehead. So, thrilling end last night, though it wasn't thrilling for me. I can still just appreciate a great moment when it happens. And then we'll keep it in the Rosenberg wheelhouse, but I think this is a story, Don. Typical of the Washington football team, are terrible in every single way and awful in every single way. After 2 years, Washington has cut Adrian Peterson. Don, at the point at which they got Adrian Peterson, and as you like to say, took a flyer, right?
Sure.
You had to think they were just getting a guy who they needed to fill a roster spot, they needed another runner, and they're thinking, you know what, we'll see what happens with this guy. In 2018... he rushed for over 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. In 2019, he came back and rushed for 900 yards, 5 touchdowns. They cut him. This is a team that also has lost Darius Geis, which they wasted an amazing draft pick on, because, of course, the story came out that Darius Geis was a horrible, abusive guy. So he's gone. So apparently there's a kid there they're really into, and this is what bad teams do, Don. They fall in love with someone during training camp and right. cut someone who's beloved by the rest of the team. Like, Peterson's one of those guys. When Adrian Peterson shows up on a team, when you have a Hall of Fame, maybe a top five back of all time on your roster, you know, Don, they generally take on a leadership role, which is what he did. So, to me, you fall in love with some other player and you want a roster spot, that's where you had to cut it. I'm very curious to see about who I see trotted out there next week that I'm going to think, oh, that guy is 100% less valuable than Adrian Peterson.
Well, what it comes down to is, and listen, Ron Rivera is a good coach. All right, but Ron Rivera isn't married to Peterson or anything he had done previous because this is Rivera's first year. And just reading the quotes from Rivera, it just comes down to they wanted somebody younger and more versatile, which you can kind of understand because in a cap sport with rosters being somewhat limited and living in the era of COVID where you might have, you know, situations arise, you probably want guys that can do a lot of different things. And at 35 years old, Adrian Peterson probably can't do anything but just be a running back. And they maybe just want somebody younger who can maybe play some special teams, do other things.
And by the way, so this, Don, this happened once last year. There was a smaller version of this. They deactivated him for a game early in the season because they were that in love with Geis. Mm-hmm. And it completely blew up in their face. They were short. The team was disappointed, it hurt morale, and they used the exact same argument. Well, we need guys, Jay Gruden.
Right.
We needed some guys for special teams. Figure it out. There are certain people, Don, that I just think from a leadership standpoint, when you're a team that doesn't have a lot of leaders around and a lot of veterans, a guy like that, yeah, he may not be able to go out and run on special teams and block for you, but guess what? He brings value in the locker room.
He's a lead. That's a jarring guy to get cut. And you brought up Geis. He got cut last week.
Right.
So obviously they got it wrong. Now they got the Antonio Gibson. Love. Peyton
they supposedly
Barber.
Really like Antonio Gibson.
And if he goes out there and rushes for 1,500 yards, then I guess they got it right.
Right. We'll see.
But, you know, if they end up going 3-13 and he gets cut sometime or gets cut next year or whatever, then they probably got it wrong. But apparently, according to multiple reports, there are three teams interested in Peterson, so he will play in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I think. And by the way, it was a treat having him. He was very, very good.
Yeah,
very
I love
reliable.
This stuff. You know how I feel about like running backs and all that, and we're seeing what's happening in New Orleans and all that. But to have guys just do it, he wants to play like another 5 years. Like, he wants to play till he's 40, and I'm rooting for him to do it.
So, I guess my concern about Cam Newton not getting his due in New England would be out the window. He was not only named starting quarterback yesterday, he has also been elected team captain.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill Belichick announced it to the team on Thursday. He's one of three offensive captains, including James White and David Andrews, the center.
I still believe, Peter, that might not necessarily have been what Belichick thought was going to happen when they signed him. But he won the job.
He did.
I don't know. I don't know if you could just say, well, this just convinces that they had never any intention of going with Stidham, and that's why they signed Cam. I think they signed Cam to see how he'd look. He looked great, and they gave him the starting job. I don't know if Bill thought that that's exactly how it was going to go down. Do you?
No, I don't think so. But, you know, listen, I think all of us would have been surprised if this wasn't the way it went down. I know we heard good things about Stidham, and there was a moment there where everyone certainly did think it was Stidham's job. But, you know, listen, I have said my piece about how I don't, in spite of the injuries, do not understand how Cam wasn't not only given... I'm shocked Cam wasn't given a shot at a contract and a starting job somewhere, and I will stand by that. Sam Bradford got offered a starting job and contract after multiple ACLs. So, to me, a guy who is at Cam's level, I think people have held on to maybe the nozzle stuff from college with Cam, to the annoying outfits, but no. maybe not diving on the ball in the Super Bowl, but I knew... At the very least, Cam deserves to be at the helm one more time.
I, I think a lot of teams got scared off by the fact that he wanted to be a starting quarterback. And I guess teams were afraid that there was a good chance he wouldn't make it as the starter and he would not accept a backup role.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But that's, again, that to my point, that because he's not a backup yet. That time may come. But I don't think one injury and a couple of seasons where his numbers were down for a guy who, like I keep pointing to, in 2015, the Super Bowl year, Don, there wasn't a player in the league you feared more with the ball at the end of a game than Cam.
No, but it's been a long, hard 5 years, right? Like, what, 3 surgeries? There's been ineffectiveness. So, yeah, he was great 5 years ago, but we'll see. I'm rooting for him. I don't want to root for the Patriots. It's gonna
I'll tell you this, though. It's too bad the Patriots are down so much other talent because you won't really get an apples-to-apples comparison. But, Dom, would you agree if Cam Newton comes back to 80% Cam Newton, if he gets to 80% Cam Newton, I think that's better than last year's Tom Brady. I do.
Yeah, I think so, because there's a lot more that he can do with his legs, and that's a really good defense. So if they get 80% Cam Newton, then I think the Patriots can do some things this year. I still think there's holes. They've got guys that opted out of the season. But I don't know if I'd make them the favorites to win the division, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did, if they get that kind of production out of Cam.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, a guy who you've seen play a lot late at night in your house hit a milestone, Clayton Kershaw. 2,500 strikeouts. He reached the milestone during the Dodgers' 5-1 victory over the Diamondbacks. Sadly, not against the Giants, so Don didn't get to see this. He had a no-hitter going into the sixth, ultimately allowing 3 base runners in another great outing, lowering his ERA to 1.50. An all-time great hitting 2,500 strikeouts.
He's young still.
He passed Christy Mathewson for 38th on baseball's career list of strikeouts.
I think he can get to 3,000. Now, he's had a rough couple of years, too, and of course, everybody's going to talk about his postseason struggles. But he's on his way to the Hall of Fame, there's no question, and the Dodgers, 29-10. This is what we thought the Yankees were going to be at the start of the year. The Dodgers are just no joke. And they sit very comfortably 6 games ahead of San Diego for first place in the division. Plus 98 run differential, which I don't think anybody else. The closest, Peter, is San Diego with plus 48. Cleveland's got a plus 53. So they're significantly better than everybody else in Major League Baseball. But they've been this way for half a decade and still can't win the championship. So we'll see.
This just in. Clippers forward Montrezl Harrell, the 2019-2020 Sixth Man of the Year Award. That's the third straight year for the Clippers. Lou Williams did it the last 2 years. Montrezl does it this year.
Montrezl Harrell.
As that, but... It's not that. It's actually.
Why can't they wait till the end of the season with these announcements?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. Andrew loves the NBA awards. He texts them to me all the time. I feel bad. This is the first one I've been able to get in. But Andrew sits there waiting with bated breath. Is Andrew on the phone, RJ, or no?
No, because I've had it.
Okay. He waits with bated breath for these NBA awards.
Hmm. Do you?
No. Not often. This is interesting here. Back to the we mentioned the NBA there. So back to that Celtics Raptors game everyone was talking about. They're saying that an old DVD featuring Hubie Brown was the difference for the Raptors yesterday.
Okay.
As he was walking towards the bus following Thursday night's come-from-behind 104-103 win, Nick Nurse, the head coach, glowingly talked about the origins of that final play design that led to OG's game-winning three. He told Mark Spears, the undefeated, about a set of DVDs from 2008 that featured various coaches talking about different plays. The ones he remembered the most featured Hall of Fame coach and, of course, famed ESPN analyst Hubie Brown. So when the team had 0.5 seconds left to play, he went to the Hubie play. And this is amazing, Don. This is the second time I've heard of a story like this. I heard recently, after his great success, Justin Thomas of the PGA Tour actually credited an old Dorf on golf tape.
Very good.
Do you think there are people out there who appreciate it, Donald? Just me and you.
Well, the ones that did, they're.
I think if
still.
You did appreciate it, it was a pull over the car moment. But I think most people are going, "What the hell are you talking about?"
But you know, educate yourself when you get home.
Yeah, if you want to see what bad comedy looks like, go on YouTube and type in "Dorf on Golf."
Yeah. Tim Conway.
And think, this is offensive and weird. And why is this happening? The Pac-12 is set to provide daily COVID-19 testing to student athletes. They've entered a deal with a manufacturer of FDA-approved rapid tests that will allow COVID-19 testing on each Pac-12 campus by the end of this month. In response, all the other students said, "What about us?"
Yeah, right. Especially since most of them are getting sent home because they're sick.
Right. And they said, "Shut up. It's about sports. Go home, losers."
Chemistry.
If you wanted
to
be
math and know where you can stick that.
Right. If you wanted to matter, you would have been on one of the teams, loser.
You want to be a doctor. I'm trying to win a football game.
Yeah, get your head together. Also, rookie of the year in the NBA. Who do you think, Don?
Does he play for the Memphis Grizzlies?
That would be correct, sir.
All right.
Ja Morant, who is...
Well deserved.
I'm going to say this right now. Ja Morant is like... I want to bring in RJ here. RJ, do you think I'm crazy for when I watch Ja Morant thinking that the way he plays is like special, like feels sort of different, like not similar in style, but in terms of how special, like gives me Steph Curry vibes of how good he could be?
Well, he's an incredible scorer at a wildly young age, and I believe it was Zach Lowe on Greeny's show earlier I heard, where it's a compliment that you can even ask this question. Who would you rather have after seeing what we've seen for a year now, less than a year in Zion's case, but Zion or Ja?
Is Zion Sam Bowie?
Well, I don't think so, Don, because he did finish third. You know who finished second there, RJ?
I do not. I will find out.
I'll tell you. Kendrick Nunn of the Heat. Ja Morant, Kendrick Nunn, and Zion Williamson third. And good news, Don, I know you will care about this. Lionel Messi staying with Barcelona.
Is that right?
He's not coming.
That's right.
Oh, there was a lot of talk.
He is shocking the sports world, and he is staying with Barcelona. Are you happy about it, Don?
Well, I was interested because he was going to come here, right? He was going to play in the MLS.
Well, apparently he decided he didn't want to have a totally meaningless career at this point. He's still willing to matter.
He wasn't going
to
be like Valderrama?
Yeah, or Beckham, or... I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't... I truly hope the MLS gets to a point where when great European players show up here, you're not, like, bummed out for them. That's the goal I want. I hate the feeling of, yay, we finally got so-and-so. I mean, and yet it feels like the Mike Tyson-Roy Jones fight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're asking MLS to rise to where the other major sports have had it be.
That's right.
That's where everybody wants to play. Every hockey player wants to play in the NHL, basketball, NBA, football, NFL. But can it ever get to that point? Not in our lifetime, I would think.
I can at least be like Euro adjacent. Like I understand we'll always be at least number two. At least. I mean, we're worse than that now. But
considering so the disparity and name
yeah,
value.
Yeah, there's a big disparity. That will do it for ENN on a Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.